The president of Serbia has proposed a range of tough measures to improve gun control and bolster security in schools after two deadly mass shootings within days. An overnight shooting in a village in the centre of the country has left eight people dead. A man has been arrested in connection with that attack. Earlier this week, a 13-year-old boy killed eight students and a security guard at a primary school in the capital, Belgrade. We're joined now from Belgrade by journalist Angela Milivojević. Angela, thank you again for speaking to us on the programme. It's just the other day that you were bringing us an account of this terrible shooting in the primary school, and now a second attack again, not that far, as I understand it, from Belgrade. What's the latest, first of all, on the dead and injured from that second attack?
Exactly. This is the second mass shooting in just basically 2 days, and everyone is quite shocked here in Belgrade and in Serbia generally. So what we know is that late last night and early in the morning, a man, 21-year-old man named only with his initials UB, just started randomly shooting people from his car in the suburbs of Belgrade, municipality of Mladenovac, and he injured several people and killed eight people. Now we have in a hospital 14 people that are some of them in quite severe stages, and some of them are luckily recovering. What we also know is that this gunman ran from the crime scene, and he was in hiding all night. A special anti-terrorist unit was involved in the search, and early in the morning he was found in another city in Serbia, a central city, where he was hiding. And what we heard from police in the meantime is that he was actually hiding in his grandfather's house. That is why the grandfather was also arrested. And in this house, police found bombs, automatic rifles, and ammunition in a quite a lot of amount. Mm-hmm. And that is all that we know so far about the attacker.
So nothing known at this stage beyond that in relation to the identity of this individual or indeed the motive for these killings?
So the identity, the only thing that we know is that he's a 21-year-old man living in this area where he did the attacks. What we also heard from President of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, during the press conference where we were briefed about these details was that the only thing that this man spoke when he was questioned by police, he was repeatedly saying just one word. He was saying disparagement, and this was the only thing that he was saying. So I guess we are yet to find out what exactly triggered him to do this crime.
And just a word before I let you go, Angela, about these these proposals anyway to strengthen gun controls in Serbia. What's been suggested?
Yes, so President of Serbia announced a lot of new measures. That is everything that is in a way suggested. We don't know if everything is going to be adopted, but overall, one part of the measures tackles the gun carrying conditions. So there is going to be a lot of new checks. People who own the guns, according to the official data, is 400,000 people own some type of weapon, not including hunting weapons. They are all going to be checked. And the ones who keep their weapons, they are going to be checked again every 6 months on a year. But we also know that the Minister of Interior is planning to employ 1,200 new police officers to be deployed in schools to protect schools, because we had the first shooting inside the school, and some other new measures are going to be brought when it comes to issuing new licenses. So this is all a new measure when it comes to gun control in Serbia.
Angela Milivojević in Belgrade, thank you for that. Well, I'm joined here in studio by the Serbian Honorary Consul to Ireland, Zivko Jakšić. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in on this, again, this very tragic day for your country. I mean, as we're hearing there from Angela, there are a great many guns in private possession right across Serbia. But attacks of this sort have been mercifully rare. So there's great shock at this, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, the Serbian community throughout the world is totally shocked with this. Like everywhere else in Serbia, there's a certain amount of gang violence. There are individual acts of violence, including murder and attempted murder. But this sort of thing is totally unprecedented, out of the blue.
And to have two of these shootings within as many days and so many dead as a result seems now to have prompted a very vigorous response from the government.
Well, it has. The two are not related. The two incidents are not related as such, but it certainly has got a strong response from the government in terms of possibly introducing law to lower the age of criminal responsibility from 14 to 12, strengthening the laws on holding of the arms. Now, in fairness, the laws on arms control in Serbia are pretty strict at the moment. But nonetheless, there are still quite a large number of arms which are held illegally. And police are going to be cracking down on that.
Will there be much resistance to this, would you think? Or will,
no,
given the circumstances, be
no, I don't
public
think
support?
So. Some years ago, people who held unlicensed arms were invited to surrender them, and a huge number was surrendered. There are at the moment probably about 300,000 guns in Serbia, mostly legally owned, but there are still some which are held illegally. The other thing that President Vučić is proposing is to bring a policeman into every school in the country. Now, that, you know, it's like United States now. This is what we're getting. We're getting a worldwide reaction to on what's happening in other countries, on social media. We live in violent times.
I mean, the quantity of guns in circulation, is that a legacy of the Balkan Wars of three decades ago?
To a certain extent. You see, before the war in Yugoslavia started, back in 91, every district, every company, every factory had its own reserve defense unit. So people had guns which were quite legally held for years. Then, of course, the war came. Certainly more arms came into the country from all over the place. And what's left is the legacy of what we've had.
But this is, by all accounts, a tipping point in all of that now.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, it's as I say, the shock is so enormous that the government will have to react quite vigorously on that.
Honorary Consul Zvivko Jakšić, thank you very much for talking.
Thank you very much for having me.